You're listening to the Gym Class Podcast, KGYM Sports Radio.
Welcome into the Gym Class here at KGYM as we take you through the Tuesday edition of the show. Hope you enjoyed the snow. Be careful out there. Now it's turned into rain, interestingly enough. But it looks like that is going to be pushing through here in just a little bit, at least as far as the metro area is concerned. Scott Unesh, Ben on the other side of the glass. Mark Dukes from his home on the southwest side as we come your way on this Tuesday. As we are 24 hours, a little bit more than 24 hours away from the Cheez-It Bowl, Iowa State and Clemson. We're going to talk a lot about that today, get your thoughts about it. Cyclone Nation out there, as Iowa State will try to take down a team that has been one of the blue bloods over the last decade, Dabo Swinney and the Clemson Tigers. And we'll get your thoughts about it, and we'll give our predictions as well about that game coming up. That is scheduled to kick off tomorrow at 4:45. Of course, we will be off tomorrow due to the Iowa State broadcast. It starts at 2:30 tomorrow on the Cyclone Radio Network. John Walters and Eric Heft will have the call from Orlando, Florida, and what promises to be a very, very entertaining game. And hopefully it will go. As of right now, everything looks good as far as the teams are concerned. Iowa State has said that. Clemson has said that. But keep in mind, that's what UCLA said a few days ago, at any rate. 319-366-1600. That is the text line available to you. Again, 319-366-1600. Kevin Lehman, the coach, will join us. Usually we talk with Kevin on Thursdays with our Off the Glass segment. Going to do it tonight, or today and this week, and that will be on a Tuesday this week. Plenty to get to. Drake is in action tonight. They are taking on Mount Marty College. Not Mount Mercy, Mount Marty College tonight. Is Drake trying to get a game in? Other teams kind of looking in the same boat to try to get a game in before conference play ratchets it up again. We'll talk about Iowa State and Baylor. We'll talk about Iowa getting back into the flow of things tomorrow night when they take on a pretty decent Western Illinois team out of the Summit League coming up tomorrow at Carver Hawkeye Arena. Thanks for tuning in. 1600 AM, 102.3 FM in Cedar Rapids, 106.3 FM in Iowa City, the KGYM radio stream, mobile app, and your smart speaker. Mark Dukes joining me from his home on the southwest side of Cedar Rapids today. Happy first snow to you, Mark.
Good afternoon, Scott. One beautiful day out.
If you're a snowplow guy or gal.
Be showing up soon.
Yeah, no doubt. No doubt. And started about 9 o'clock this morning, I think. And, looked nice out there. A little white around the edges and all around eastern Iowa and the state of Iowa anyway. And if you're, I guess, a fan of winter, you're happy. You know, kids out sledding. Saw that on the way here today. And, feel good for them. Heck, when I was their age, I wanted to go out and sled, or play in the snow anyway. Don't see as many kids playing in the snow as you used to, though. I guess it's 2021. 21st century situation right there, right, Mark?
You don't see too many kids on baseball fields playing a pickup game, sledding. Yeah.
Yeah. There you go. Too many inside. Too many inside. Get them outside. Get them outside. 319-366-1600 as we come your way here on a Tuesday edition of the show. Starting things off with some breaking news. And again, this is a 2021 situation and 2021 problem, if you will. But less than, 4 hours until the kickoff coming up tonight in San Diego at Petco Park, where they had to change city ordinances. They had to go through millions of dollars worth of changes at Petco Park to accommodate the Holiday Bowl. Mark, the Holiday Bowl is not going to be played tonight.
Yeah, I just announced probably an hour ago or less that UCLA has COVID issues among its defensive linemen. And consequently, this game is off tonight. Frankly, this doesn't sit well with me. 2 days ago, UCLA players were seen among the public at SeaWorld. You know, walking around, enjoying whatever. And less than 5 hours, probably 4 hours before the game, UCLA doesn't have enough defensive linemen. Make a backup offensive lineman play defense. You bring 80 to 100 players to the game. You know, throw a walk. You've got players. Imagine if you're NC State, the team, its fans. Imagine the Holiday Bowl itself now going through this. It just doesn't sit well with me.
Aaron McLaughlin, who is the quarterback for NC State, tweeted this out just a little bit ago. Our team has been away from family and friends for a month prepping for this. We have been here for 5 days practicing. We're in a hotel for Christmas just for it to be canceled 5 hours before kickoff. We deserved better. At this point, it's not the game. It's the messed up holiday for literally every single person involved in this on both ends. And he says both UCLA and North Carolina State at this time. But I'm with you. I'm with him. And yeah. And here's the deal. Here's the deal. Yes, there are, I'm sure, situations and there are problems with it, with UCLA. But like you said, yes, they were out a couple of days ago. Everything was fine a couple of days ago. At this point, this close to the game, I mean, with everybody, yeah, I'm with you. It doesn't sit well with me. It just doesn't sit well with me. And it's not like offensive linemen haven't played defense before. Yeah, it's a different situation. I understand that. You understand that as well, Mark. But this close to kickoff anyway, that's just, there were people probably tailgating in downtown San Diego at this point. And all of a sudden, yeah, before you pass the mustard and whatever, yeah, game's off. Game's off. Hope you enjoyed it. And it's kind of a long trip from North Carolina, from Raleigh, North Carolina to San Diego, or Raleigh, North Carolina to San Diego, California, last I checked.
Make UCLA cobble something together. I know it's not going to be the same, but my goodness, 86-99 on the text line. Too bad. NC State was having a good year, and it would have been nice to see them finish with a bowl game. Also, I took them in a five-game parlay. They're still alive. Sorry, it's not still alive.
No, well, at least that part isn't. Yeah, by the way, Dave and I 1-0 early in the Emil Sideaway pick six standings for this week. You are 0-1. I'm sorry, Mark.
Yeah, thanks very much. That's the result of today's earlier game in which Auburn had so many chances.
Oh, but dropped so many chances.
17-18 verdict to Houston. Great season for Houston, by the way. And pay attention, Big 12. Houston's coming, and it's going to be a factor.
Yeah, but Dana Holgorsen is the coach. I'm a little bit dialing back on Houston because of that. Auburn had so many chances in that game, but just could not pull the trigger and get the victory in that one. Houston got a really big call at the end. It should have been an intentional grounding call.
There's a holding too on the touchdown
pass. Oh yeah, there. That was not your A team officiating crew that was there. Not sure where they were from, what small conference, but that was not good. 319-366-1600. Coming up on 14 minutes past the hour of 3 o'clock. 57-11, UCLA should forfeit, give NC State the trophy. There's also a lot of cash involved in this thing. And I don't know the specifics as far as how that is going to be, you know, taken care of. You know, will the schools still get their money? Will they get all the money? Will they get half the money? Is UCLA going to get half the money? Is UCLA going to get none of the money? I don't know. But it's I'm with you. It's just not right. 4 hours ahead of the kickoff to call the football game. Just not right out there. By the way, we do have a new Sun Bowl, the Tony the Tiger Sun Bowl, coming up on Friday. As it'll be, what, Washington State and Central Michigan? Is that correct, Mark?
That sounds correct.
Oh, boy. No, yeah. I love the Bulls. I love the Bulls.
So, hey, the Power 5 is not doing so well right now. SEC is 0-3. Pac-12, 0-1. Group of 5 doing quite well.
Keep in mind, these are kind of the rum-dums of the Power 5s, though, that are playing right now. They'll get
tell that to the group of five.
Well, I agree with you. It's still a win over a Pac-12 team or an SEC team, but sure. That's why Bulls.
Yeah, Auburn finishes 6-7, but Houston's not going to remember that. They're going to remember the fact that they won 11 games.
True. And that's why Bulls mean something for everybody out there, except UCLA. 3:15 here on a Tuesday edition of the Gym Class on KGYM. Kevin Lehman, the coach, is going to join us. That'll be coming up here in just a little bit, as we are going to get talking about Iowa State and the Cheez-It Bowl here in just a little bit. Do want to get this out, and that is the fact that Big Ten coming out today from the league office and the commissioner of the Big Ten Conference, Kevin Warren, that basically the Big Ten is going to fall in line with all of the other conferences around the country, and that games that are canceled due to COVID are not going to be forfeitures now. They are going to be, no game, no contest. They will try to reschedule these games as best as possible, and if it is not a COVID issue, or it is a COVID issue plus something else, as far as a team having to not play a game, they are going to have to show their work to the Big Ten office and explain why they are not going to be playing in that particular ball game. And also set a few parameters, Mark. I think you need 7 healthy players and 1 coach, correct?
That's correct. According to the release, games may be rescheduled, declared a no contest, or a forfeiture, and the league is going to make decisions in that regard. The number of competitors available and the availability of at least 1 countable coach will be factored in the decision-making process. For example, 7 scholarship student-athletes for men's and women's basketball. A team that is below that number may still decide to compete if it deems safe by appropriate medical personnel. And this comes on the heels, I suppose, of the CDC's adjustment yesterday in terms of quarantine period, reduced from 10 days to 5 days. No, it wasn't a sports-specific CDC change. It was for everyone. And now sports will follow those guidelines, presumably. And we'll see how. Hopefully, it won't. There won't be any situations, but that's kind of naive.
Yeah. So we will hopefully get all the games in, some way or the other. We're not.
Yeah,
off
we've
to,
already had Iowa, Penn State women called off.
Correct. We're not off to a great start. I was just going to say, the ACC men pretty much on a hold right now. Other games for tonight. The Ohio State game has been postponed. The Mountain West first games postponed, including a 20th-rated unbeaten Colorado State going to New Mexico. That is off for tonight. So, like I said, not off to the best start in the world, but hopefully those will get rescheduled. 319-366-1600, text line available to you here on the Gym Class program on this Tuesday. Let's get to Iowa State and Clemson. Coming up tomorrow, 2:30 broadcast time. 1600 AM and 102.3 FM from Orlando, Florida. As two teams that were in the top 10 at the start of the year, now facing off against one another, not in a big-time bowl game. Although Cheez It Bowl's not been too bad in their matchups. Iowa State was there a couple years ago when they took on Notre Dame. Lost Ian Book and Notre Dame at that particular time. Some tight end named Komet had a big game that day, who's now doing good things for the Chicago Bears. But this game coming up tomorrow, Mark, intriguing to say the least. No Breece Hall for Iowa State. And that is going to be a big, big, big time difference as far as the Cyclone offense is concerned. You're still going to have a lot of guys for Iowa State wearing the uniform for the final time. And guys that have basically turned things around, been to a bowl game each of the years of their career. You got guys that are sixth-year players going to their fifth bowl games. Jake Hummel, one of those, the former West Des Moines Dowling product on the defensive side of the ball for Matt Campbell. Iowa State is going to lay it all on the line, I think, tomorrow against a really, really talented Clemson team. I for one, am really looking forward to this game tomorrow.
I am too, and Jarrell Brock is going to get the start at running back for Iowa State. I think he's a good player, but he's no Breece Hall. By the way, Clemson down a couple coordinators who have taken other jobs. This is not a Clemson team that was anywhere close to competing for a national championship. It finished tied for second in the ACC Atlantic Division, but did catch fire late, beat a 10th-ranked Wake Forest team bad in the next-to-last game. But its offense is not what it has been under Trevor Lawrence and others. The defense is pretty good, but don't kid yourself. This team is still stocked with 4- and 5-star players, if you believe in such a thing.
They are, and it's going to be interesting. I think that, for me anyway, I'm going to know within the first 5 to 10 minutes of this game tomorrow how it's going to play out. Clemson's got to show me they want to be there. I know Iowa State wants to be there. Matt Campbell's going to get those guys. Like I said, there's a lot of pride in that Cyclone outfit, especially with the guys that have been there, like the Brock Purdy's, the Charlie Kohlers, the Mike Roses, the Greg Eisworths, the Orion Vances, people like that. They have been there. They've been through it. They've seen this big-time turnaround. They are not going to want to go out on a flat note. Clemson has to show me that they are the ones that are going to want to be on that football field in this particular ball game. DJ Uiagalelei has been very up and down as far as the starting quarterback position is concerned. The offense is not great for Clemson. The defense is very, very good. Second in the country in scoring defense. Top 10 in 11 other defensive categories for this defense as far as Clemson is concerned. And that's going to be tough for Iowa State, especially without Breece Hall. Also, you've got a top 10 draft choice in Booth Jr., who's a junior, and probably is not said yet, but also a lot of people speculating that he is going to put his name into the NFL draft. He is going to play in this game. And without Breece Hall, you got to think that he is going to be taking up the assignment against Xavier Hutchinson. I think Iowa State's going to be looking for the tight ends tomorrow, Mark.
And why not? It's a talented group. And I wouldn't be surprised in the least at that, but don't discount Brock, Jarrell Brock. I think he's a capable backup who's now thrust into the starting role. I'm not saying he's going to have a great game, but I think he's capable of having a decent game. But you're quite right. This Clemson defense is very, very good. It played Georgia to a 10-3 game in the season opener. Did lose a double overtime game to NC State and lost by 10 to a quality Pittsburgh team in October. But since then, has rattled off 5 straight wins. I mentioned that Wake Forest game, Clemson winning by 3 touchdowns. And then the same things in the season finale at South Carolina, Clemson winning 30-0. So, you know, whether Clemson wants to be there or not, It's really hard to judge at 9-3, not playing in a New Year's Day game. That's different. Not playing in the college football playoff game. That's different. I think it's a very intriguing game. Basically, a pick 'em. We picked it last Thursday, all three of us on the panel. The Emo's Hideaway pick six took Clemson. And I know I'd love to see Iowa State win the game, but I just have a feeling Clemson is well-suited to win this game. And by the way, we'll make another round of picks in the Emo's Hideaway pick six on Thursday. That will include that Iowa-Kentucky game.
Yeah, looking forward to that. 319-366-1600. Iowa State fans, what do you think? What are your thoughts as we're about 24 hours or so away from getting the kickoff underway? We hope, fingers crossed, at Orlando. James Skalski seems like he's been there for a decade playing middle linebacker as far as the Clemson Tigers are concerned. He's got one more game as a Clemson Tiger. You're going to see two of the best middle linebackers in the country going at it in this game tomorrow with Mike Rose taking on Skalski and two guys that just kind of refuse to lose, if you will, that mentality that they have out there. That's going to be fun to watch. As we mentioned, the Clemson secondary trying to stop Hutchinson. Is it going to be Booth on Hutchinson one-on-one? We'll have to wait and see how that plays out. Can Iowa State get something going as far as a running attack is concerned? And this Clemson defense, they're athletes. They are beasts up front, physical beasts. And I want to see how Iowa State's offensive line is going to try to keep them out of the backfield a little bit. Brock Purdy's going to have time to throw the ball. We'll see how the running game goes. I'm with you. I don't think it's going to be – Iowa State will be fine as far as the running game is concerned, but they're not going to have that – they're not going to have Breece Hall back there, the guy that can catch it out of the backfield, the guy that can break tackles, yards after contact, and – is that going to be something that Iowa State can continue to do tomorrow? Cyclone fans, what do you think? 319-366-1600 as we talk Iowa State and Clemson here on a Tuesday edition of the show.
They're all in Orlando, Scott. Come on. you can also weigh in on our poll question today at KG1.com. Will the Cyclones win the Cheez-It Bowl tomorrow? Yes or no? And thanks to a Hawkeye, Steve Anderson at Hawkeye Title and Settlement in Iowa City, for sponsoring the poll question. I'm going to get a box of Cheez-Its tonight, Scott, just for the game.
Oh, good. Well, does the winning coach get Cheez-Its dumped on him tomorrow after the win? Now, apparently, the Twitterverse is going crazy because, and I don't know if this is just something made up or whatever. Apparently, the whole mayonnaise thing, the Duke's Mayo Bowl, they're going to actually dump mayonnaise on the winning coach, which is just I'm okay with mayonnaise. I like it on my sandwich, my BLT, but I'm not sure I want to be covered in said condiment. You know, Cheez-Its aren't going to stick to you or anything like that. Cheez-Its, you know, you just get Cheez-Its dumped on you, Cheez-Its fall to the turf, and you're done, right?
Yeah, it's like the famous Idaho Potato Bowl where the winning coach got a bunch of French fries thrown on him. And Mac Brown of North Carolina says, bring it. We win this game. Bring the mail.
Crazy. Crazy. Iowa State pep rally going on right now in Orlando. A couple thousand folks down there. And a lot of people down there doing double duty as far as Iowa folks covering Iowa State. A little bit different, but that's nice to see down there. And that's what Steve Batterson putting out here, that the pep rally is underway as far as the Cheez-It Bowl is concerned. I'll also be interested to see how many folks are down there, Iowa State fans, in Orlando, and see what the following is. Maybe more interested in kind of seeing how many are going to be clad in orange tomorrow for the Clemson Tigers. I mean, Clemson folks aren't used to playing bowl games on December the 29th in Orlando, Florida lately. So we'll see. Hey, Ohio State sent 7,000 Rose Bowl tickets back. And apparently, no one wants to play, apparently, for Ohio State. Now, that's over the top. Four players are not playing for Ohio State, including Olave, in that game.
Yeah, four very good players. And the day fans don't want to go to the Rose Bowl, I mean, yeah, 7,000 tickets returned out of the 20,000 ticket allotment for Ohio State. So you've got that going for you as well.
Crazy, crazy. Matt in Fairfax, Mark, says get the white cheddar ones. They're the best.
I like them. I like all versions, but white cheddar might hit the spot. I might have to get a couple boxes, okay, Matt?
Get your favorite brand of Cheez-It as far as the game is concerned for tomorrow. 319-366-1600. As our friend Scott Docterman of the show's tweeting out, it's unlimited beverage down there, apparently, at the Cyclone Nation pep rally. Unlimited, fill in the blank, alcoholic beverage down there.
I read one tweet that one of the hotels had Busch Light available in the lobby.
Well, you
don't see that very often.
No, you didn't. You do not. But apparently, they learned their lesson from Memphis and other places. Or the last time Iowa State was in Orlando. All right, 3:31. Keep the text coming as far as Cyclone fans. Your thoughts about the game? What do you foresee? We'll make our picks, official picks, coming up in a little bit. We'll also have a Bowling Night in America penultimate night preview. We haven't had that in a while, but since we are off tomorrow, we'll talk about that before 4 o'clock here today as well. But Mark, I'm going to throw it to you for an Emil's Hideaway scoreboard update. It's brought to you by Emil's Hideaway, First Avenue Southeast in Cedar Rapids, right across from Lindale Mall, next to the Home Depot, and behind Taco John's.
Iowa has found its new women's volleyball coach. He is Jim Barnes, most recently at Tulane, previously at Baylor. So Jim Barnes, the new head coach of the Iowa volleyball program. UNI defensive coordinator Jeremiah Johnson has taken a similar position at Kent State. Speaking of UNI football, the Panthers are going to Hawaii in 2024, a September game at Hawaii for UNI. It's $165,000 guarantee, and Hawaii will provide airfare, lodging, and ground transportation for the Panthers. First Responder Bowl going on right now. Louisville has just scored, cutting Air Force's lead to 21-13, pending an extra point. And finally, Spencer Lee of the Iowa Hawkeye Wrestling Program named co-Big Ten Wrestler of the Week.
Finds the mat, gets Big Ten Wrestler of the Week.
Yep.
That's about right. One for one so far. Yeah, 21-14 is not going to be the final score of that bowl game.
No.
More bowls coming up, by the way, a little bit later on here on KGYM. We'll start things off at 5 o'clock on 107.5 FM for you, as we will pick up coverage of that time, I believe, of the Liberty Bowl. Want to make sure I have that here. That is the case. The Liberty Bowl, that is Texas Tech and Mississippi State, should be a good matchup right there. And then following that at 6 o'clock, by the way, 1600 AM, 102.3 and 106.3 FM will also have bowl action. They'll join up with that particular ball game in the first quarter. And then everybody tonight, all of our frequencies, will get the Guaranteed Rate Bowl from the desert in Phoenix, as it'll be Minnesota and West Virginia. So the Big Ten gets into the bowl action coming up against the Big 12 coming tonight. So that ought to be a good late night game. See if the Gophers can pull off a bowl win.
Yeah, I think so as well. And are you kidding me? 17-75 on the text line.
Oh,
smoke the Cheez-Its with olive oil, ranch dressing, and dill. They're great. Well, if I had a smoker, I might try it. Well, wow, that's a different combination.
I like it, though. I'm going to write that down. and see if I can make that work. 90-49, Hutchinson coming off an injury, but still hopeful for a Cyclone victory. Yeah, and that's going to be interesting. That's going to be one of the top matchups, if indeed. Iowa State's going to try to get him away from Booth Jr., I think, tomorrow. But maybe more slot for Hutchinson. We'll see how it all plays out. All right, we'll take a break, come back, and we're going to talk to Kevin Lehman, the coach. It'll be our Off the Glass segment. Talk a little college hoops with you on this Tuesday of the week between Christmas and New Year's. So stay with us. More to come after this here on KGYM.
Eastern Iowa weather on the gym.
I'm meteorologist Rebecca Kopelman with your weather first forecast. And a winter weather advisory is in effect as we have snow and a wintry mix moving through the area today. Snowfall accumulations of 2 to 4 inches expected, and that's going to lead to some slick conditions at times as we head through this afternoon. The precipitation will wind down as we head towards 4 o'clock, and then it turns sharply colder tonight, temperatures dropping down into the teens. We'll then have another chance of some light snow tomorrow. That's your latest Iowa's News Now weather first forecast.
Having a real Christmas tree's the best.
Right? But how do we get rid of it?
Oh, that's easy.
It is?
Uh-huh. Just make sure all the stuff's taken off, you know, wires, tinsel, decorations, and your tree can't have any of that fake snow spray on it.
Got it.
Then just cut the tree in half and set it out on your normal collection day.
That's it?
Yep. The City of Cedar Rapids will be collecting trees starting December 27th through mid-January. You can also cut it down into pieces that fit in your Yardie cart with the lid closed. Yardies are collected all year long.
How do you know all this?
I got the message from CR News Now.
Oh, I didn't get the message.
Get the message. Go to crnewsnow.com.
If it's after lunch, I probably wouldn't have fed him to the Titans. I get a little ornery when I'm hungry, and time is everything, people. That's why my sportsbook app has live in-game betting for football. I don't care if the game has already started. If the time to make your move is in the second half, go for it. Caesar's got you. Caesar likes to move freely. That's why I'm partial to the token.
Must be 21. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-BETS-OFF.
1600 ESPN Radio is testing its emergency alert system equipment.
This has been a test of the emergency alert system.
Make organizing your home your first New Year's resolution with Menard Storage Products. Start by organizing your wardrobe with a fully customizable wooden closet system from Dakota Closets, or add beautiful Dakota shelving to any room of your home. Seal up your holiday decorations or other valuables with storage crates and totes, and keep them all organized with a new shelving unit. Menards has all the storage solutions to simplify your life inside and out.
Save big money at Menards.
Growing up on a farm, the youngest of 9 kids, Chris had to prove himself, and he did, in the fields and on the court. As a Regina and Simpson College basketball player, he got the nickname Shooter, and it stuck. People still call him Shooter, even now that he's a Coldwell Banker real estate professional. His work ethic, skill, resourcefulness, and 20-plus years working in HVAC design and construction in the Iowa City area have made Chris Lehman the perfect realtor to buy or sell your home with. Get in touch at shootershomes.com.
Back on the gym class at 3:38 here in KGYM. Thank you for joining us here on this Tuesday as we get your local programming off and running here on this Tuesday. We'll be followed by the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn from 4 o'clock until 6 o'clock. And then we'll join up with the bowl action of the Liberty Bowl, followed by the Guaranteed Rate Bowl coming up tonight with Minnesota taking on West Virginia. Going to talk some college hoops right now. Chris Lehman is the man who sponsors everything as far as Off the Glass is concerned with Kevin Lehman. And, of course, our thanks to Coldwell Banker and real estate professional Chris Lehman with over 20-plus years working in HVAC design and construction. Trust Chris. If you're in the market to buy or sell in Iowa City and the surrounding areas online, you can find him at shootershomes.com. And the calm before the storm. We hope there'll be basketball games in the new year, Kevin. How you doing?
I'm doing good, Scott, but you're exactly right. It's kind of the cupcake week for a lot of teams. this week to get before they get back in the league action. Of course, we've all got our fingers crossed if these games are going to come off. I see the Big 12 opener with TCU at Kansas has been postponed, correct, among others.
Yep. Pretty much all the ACC first set of games off. Colorado State, New Mexico, and the Mountain West has been canceled, or at least postponed anyway, for tonight. I guess the good news is that these conferences basically across the board are going with the new policy as far as trying to reschedule these games anyway. Instead of calling them forfeitures, they're going to be no contests, and they're going to try to get them in the best they can.
Well, the problem we have with that, Scott and Mark, is, you know, last year they knew this was coming, so in their conference schedules they built in some weeks to get games in. That isn't happening this year, so I don't know where they'll be able to squeeze in rescheduled games. You may end up like an NBA team in February playing three, maybe four games a week.
Well, one game scheduled to be played tomorrow night, Kevin, is Iowa and Western Illinois. And this is an interesting Western Illinois team that you probably know a lot more about than we do, but it's 10-3, and its two leading scorers are Iowans.
Yeah, and the coach is Rob Jeter, who is a name that would be very familiar with old-timers because, you know, his dad, Bob Jeter, had played in the Rose Bowl way back before us guys.
Yeah, they are, and we saw Will Karius in high school at Pleasant Valley. Kid's a thumper. He's a winner, and he's a good player.
I tell you, if you look at this team, this is going to be a good challenge for Iowa just because they've got some size. And the first thing I look at now for Iowa opponents is how well do they rebound the basketball, because that's the one thing the Hawks have to get better at. They have to get better at rebounding the basketball before they get in back in the Big Ten play. And this is a leatherneck team that's getting 13 offensive rebounds a game. So the Hawks, this will be a good challenge for them. They've got some size up front with Pearson at 6'10", Barisic at 6'10". Of course, you mentioned Will Karius at 6'7". Yeah, this is a pretty talented team. But if you look at their schedule, you know, obviously they haven't played the schedule that we see other Big Ten teams play. They did win at Nebraska, but they lost at Omaha in their last game of the 22nd. And, you know, Omaha, my former assistant there, they're struggling a little bit this year. But they're coming in, you know, riding pretty high, winning six of their last seven. So good challenge for Iowa, because what you want to do in your non-conference is look at different styles of play to prepare yourself for conference and league action.
And I think smart to schedule this game on the 29th. Before resuming Big Ten play, right?
Yeah, I think so, too. I think it's good to get a game in. I've got Loyola. I've got my fingers crossed. I've got Loyola at Southern on the 2nd, and Loyola has shut down. They haven't played for almost 3 weeks now. So that's my first question with Drew Valentine is, you know, what do you do to get your team game ready again after that long layoff? And, you know, a number of teams faced that last year with COVID shutdowns, and we're seeing it again. I think that's your biggest challenge is how do you keep your team game ready? So for the Hawks, you want a game squeeze right in there after the other ones they've had against, was it, last one was Southeast Louisiana, then in the game up at the Pentagon against a pretty good Utah State team. So if you look at Iowa's schedule, guys, they've got, you know, it sets up pretty well. Two of their next three are at home. So they got to get out of the gate here. You know, 0-2 on that December start, but you've got Maryland at home, a very winnable game. You go to Wisconsin. You know, that's a winnable game, too, for the Hawks if they're playing at their A game. And then you've got Indiana at home. So they can get off to a good start here in the Big Ten season once we turn the new year.
Yeah, I would agree with you, or tend to agree with you on that. And I like to see somebody get a game in between them. Staying with the Valley a little bit, you mentioned hopefully that game with Loyola and Southern will go off. Two of the teams, along with Drake, that are at least probably picked by most people to be at the top of the Valley, along with you and I, but the Panthers have struggled. We'll get to that in a little bit. But I would not be shocked, since Loyola hasn't played in so long, that Southern gets them.
You know, I had Southern in Virgin Islands, guys. They beat Colorado down there. and they took Creighton to the wire. Creighton made one at the buzzer to beat them. This is a really solid Southern Illinois team. And, of course, we've got a real connection here because Brian Mullins, the coach at Southern, was on the staff of Drew Valentine at Loyola. So a little bit like playing in the mirror, I would say. But I just got to watch in Loyola. Jeff Settles called their game against DePaul. You know, DePaul's pretty good this year, guys. And this is a Loyola team that's big and strong with a lot of depth. You know, look at these nets. I just went through the Big Ten nets. It took me a long time to find Nebraska. They're way down there. But Loyola, this is a Loyola team with a 15 net right now. They've got two losses, 2 points to Michigan State, and the other one is to Auburn. And they've got wins at DePaul, wins at Vanderbilt, wins over Arizona State. So it's right now they are head and shoulders, in my opinion, above anyone else in the Valley. But this will be the old, you know, slobber knocker type game at Southern. It's going to be in the 50s, low 60s, and there'll be nothing easy.
Tough trip for you and I to Hawaii. Two close losses and got down in both, and then the third game canceled because of you know what. What if anything's missing with this U and I team, Kevin?
Well, I think what you've seen, Mark, is you know they've had Austin Fife in and out because he's got some complications with COVID. You've got AJ Green trying to come back from those hip surgeries. I think he's just consistency, having his whole team together. And as Ben will tell you, even though we thought they had all these players coming back, you know, these guys hadn't played together last year. AJ's new after sitting out a year. And when they went to Hawaii, they didn't take with them because of a flu is Trey Burhau and also Seth Tull, the assistant that runs the offense. But the good sign on this one, Mark, is Fife played really well over there in some shortened minutes, but he had a pretty good outing at Hawaii, so that's good because they need him inside to try to get that inside-outside punch. Otherwise, they're just living and dying with that three ball. And I tell you what, I don't know if you've seen him play, but Nate Heisey, the kid out of Minnesota, you know, his sister was Miss Hockey a few years ago in the state of Minnesota. This kid's got some toughness. He has really played well for the Panthers.
UNI is going to get Wartburg. Coming up tomorrow. Drake gets...
Well, they canceled that one.
Oh, they did. That's right. Yeah, and Drake gets Mount Marty. So you got some games that were a little unusual just to try to get... you know, that's the problem with, as we've talked about, with Mo Valley teams trying to get people in that schedule in the non-con.
Well, and Drake did a really good job of picking up some games. You know, they picked up UT Martin when they had one canceled. They picked up Chicago State, another cancellation. So they got their full schedule of games in, the Bulldogs did, even though they had a couple teams cancel on them. But they got, you know, they're back in the fire. They go to Missouri State, as you mentioned, one of the favorites for the Valley. And then they got to go to Southern. So it's a tough road trip for Drake once they jump in the Valley. And I had their opener where they won against Valpo at the Knapp Center. And Northern Iowa, they got two very winnable ones. They've got Evansville at home and Valpo at home before they got to go on the road. So tough road for the Bulldogs, and two at home that the Panthers have to get. I kind of look at it this way, guys. When you win on the road, I can say that's like you're getting a birdie, and the rest of the guys in your foursome got a par or even a bogey. So you got to get those road wins.
Coming up on Saturday, number one team Baylor visits Iowa State, a top 10 matchup. I don't know what the line is, but I can't imagine it's a pick 'em by any means, Kevin.
Well, I think the most interesting number might be the over-under because this is an Iowa State team that really has held teams underneath their offensive average, and they've hung their hat on defense, guys. And that, you know, that goes with you if you're not making shots. And this Baylor team, you know, I've been looking at them a little bit too. We talk about what a great story this is that Iowa State has rebuilt that squad, but you've got a Baylor team. I think I talked about this last week. Won the national title, but there are three top scorers left. And Scott Drew's been able to rebuild this team and get them number one in the nation. But this is going to be one of the biggest games in Hilton Coliseum for quite some time. A lot of people are going to be watching football games, but this will be a good one to tune into. I think it fell all the way down to ESPNU when this was scheduled in the time slots. I'm not sure if that's because of football bowl games or they just did not think the Cyclones would be very good when this game was originally scheduled for television.
I think maybe a little bit of both right there. But for Iowa State to win this game, the crowd's got to be in it. They will be in it. Check that box out. What else does Iowa State need to do to stop a really good Baylor team, a talented team that I think come March might be just as good or maybe better than last year's team?
Well, I'm with you, Scott. This team is really, really talented. But, you know, I think they just stay with the form at Iowa State. This has to be a team that doesn't turn over because you can't give Baylor any opportunities, especially in the open court. Because when Iowa State makes you play their game, which is a half court against their set defense, they are really good defensively. They do some different things, the way they double the post, that I haven't seen other teams do. And it's a little bit of a change-up when you come in there. And I know it affected Iowa when they played them. And they really pressure your wings and stop ball reversal. They take you out of your comfort zone at the offensive end. And I see Brockington was just named not only newcomer of the week in the Big 12, but also player of the week. So he swept both those awards. And he has been, you know, the bell cow for the Cyclone team and for T.J. Osselberger and at both ends of the court.
We got a question on the text line. Maybe it's from Shooter. I don't know. Wants to know if folks like yourself on ESPN get paid for on cancellations.
Last year I had three games I was on site. One of them was DePaul at Iowa State, Mark, that was called. We were actually rehearsing our open. It was canceled an hour before tip. So if you're on site, yeah, you do get paid. But I think if they're canceled a few days in advance, so hopefully that doesn't happen. I don't think you're going to get the paycheck, guys. Yeah, I'm sure Shooter wants to know, so he can supplement my salary a little bit more with his sponsorship of the Off the Glass.
Indeed. Hey, before we let you go, Iowa State, I mean, you take a look at the first six games of their Big 12 schedule. Baylor, Texas Tech, at Oklahoma, at Kansas, Texas, and then having to play at Texas Tech, so they get Texas Tech twice within 13 days, a little unusual right there. So that is a tough first six we're going to know a lot about Iowa State after that.
Well, I think once again, guys, if you look at the leagues across the country, the Big 12 may be the best league top to bottom. And a lot of it has to do with the resurgence of the Cyclones. But yeah, there's no easy ones in that league. I see they get Missouri in that challenge with SEC, so that might be a breather for the Cyclones, because this is a Missouri team that is not very good. We saw Illinois put a thumping on them, and of course Kansas smacked them right before that. But yeah, it's and you know, I heard this today that if you look at Houston, Central Florida, Cincinnati, and BYU, once they join the Big 12, if you put those metrics in today, that league would be just as strong as it is with Oklahoma and Texas. So adding those teams, basketball-wise, is not going to hurt the Big 12. You guys would know more about what it does, the football side of the Big 12, but this is going to be a really good basketball league, even with the departure of Oklahoma and Texas.
No doubt. Very, very true. All right, Kevin, appreciate it. Happy New Year to you and yours, and we'll talk to you in 2022, and we'll have some conference games hopefully under our belt then.
Yeah, guys, stay safe out there. Those roads are treacherous.
All right. Thanks, Kevin. Kevin Lehman, the coach. Our Off the Glass segment is brought to you by Chris Lehman, and you can find him online at shootershomes.com. Caldwell Banker and real estate professional Chris Lehman, with over 20-plus years working in HVAC design and construction. Trust Chris if you're in the market to buy or sell in Iowa City or the surrounding areas. We'll come back with more after this here on KGYM.
Get a great deal on versatile Kubota equipment today, including Kubota L-Series compact tractors, part of our under 100-horsepower tractor lineup rated number one for reliability, Z-Series mowers, and Sidekick utility vehicles. Stop by your local Kubota dealer today. Right now, bring home select Kubota equipment for zero down, 0% APR for up to 84 months, plus save up to $1,400. Now through December 31st, see us or go to KubotaUSA.com for more details.
Kubota, a proud sponsor of Cyclone Football on the Iowa State Radio Network. Visit CycloneKubotaDealers.com for a participating dealer near you.
Get in on the action with the world's largest sports book. right at your fingertips. Circa Sports Iowa is where the pros play. Enjoy the highest limits, lowest takeouts, and competitive betting menus. Download, fund, and bet from anywhere in Iowa. Circa Sports Iowa. Sports betting the way it should be. Download your new bookie today. Visit circasports.com. Must be over 21 and present in Iowa to bet. Have a gambling problem? Call 1-800-BETS-OFF.
May City Bowl is always a good time, Dukes.
Even when we're not bowling so great, Scott.
Well, May City Bowl does it right. A full-service pro shop for serious bowlers.
And fun for everyone, like Glow Bowling Friday and Saturday nights.
Our team, the Rusty Nails, is in the Adult League.
But they have leagues for every age and skill.
And you can call ahead for open lane times.
So whether you're leaguers or just want to have fun, it's always a great time at May City Bowl, off Williams Boulevard, Southwest in Cedar Rapids, the official sponsor of Bowling Night in America on the Gym. Ah, yes, and that'll be coming up tomorrow evening. And we're going to talk about our Bowling Night in America, our preview of the preview here in just a moment. I want to let you know about the gym partnering with Fairfax State Savings Bank to bring you KGYM's Community MVP. If your organization has a charity or a fundraising event coming up, we want to help you get the word out. So submit your information at least 60 days prior to the event, and if selected, your event will be featured on air and online. Go to kgymradio.com. for more information. All right. We got a few minutes remaining here. Mark, it is not tonight, but it is tomorrow for Bowling Night in America, the New Year's Eve edition of Bowling Night in America, if you will.
It is indeed, and hopefully continue a relative heater that we began last week, and we'll give you results on Thursday.
Yeah, looking ahead to that. Let me bring up here, if I can, who we take on coming up. I can tell you that, Mark. The world is waiting to hear exactly who we take on. That would be, our friends at Professional Bowling Concepts, the Donners.
It means it could be live streamed on Facebook, folks.
It could be, probably will be. Lanes 27 and 28.
You're going to be watching the Iowa State game and listening to it on KGYM.
Yeah, true. But, you can have, the stream on the computer. You can be listening to it and watching it. So you got it all taken care of right there. So go ahead. And with the holidays still upon us and plenty of time for some open bowling, if you would like to take folks out and do that.
Call ahead and check for availability, 362-0136. A lot of information at the website as well, maycitybowlcr.com. Thanks to Tom and his crew out there for your continued sponsorship.
Yeah, they do a great, great job out there. And stop on by. It'd be a nice night to bowl tonight, a little later. All right, Iowa State Clemson. That is the subject of our poll question at kgymradio.com. I think, like you mentioned, we all took Clemson in the game tomorrow, Mark. We will be off. We'll be back with you on Thursday. Mike Halas will join us from Orlando to recap the Iowa State Cheez-It Bowl and look ahead to Iowa-Kentucky for the Citrus Bowl. We'll also have the Emil Sideway Pick 6 coming up on Thursday. Looking forward to that. Your score for the Cheez-It Bowl tomorrow, Mark?
Clemson 20-13.
I like Clemson as well. I'd love to see Iowa State win, but I think it's just too much and no Breece Hall. I think Clemson is going to win the game 27-17. In that area anyway. So we'll see how it shakes out coming up when we reconvene on Thursday. Don't forget the Liberty Bowl at 5:00. On 107.5 FM for you, and then our other frequencies will join up at 6:00, and then we'll have Minnesota and West Virginia in the Guaranteed Rate Bowl coming your way later on this evening. Enjoy the Cheez-It Bowl with whatever flavor you have, Mark, and we'll talk again on Thursday.
Sounds good. We'll talk to you then, Scott.
All right, stay tuned. The Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn is coming your way next right here on KGYM. Have a great night, everybody. Stay safe out there, and we'll talk to you again Thursday at 3.
BetMGM, the king of sportsbooks, welcomes you with a special offer on the NBA. Simply place a $10 moneyline wager on any game. If either team hits